Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today we want to talk about how you can deliver a presentation like a professional. So I know in all the leadership programs that I'm doing, there's a lot of people that are afraid of presentations. And I think there's some research that says people are generally quite afraid of public speaking. So if you're afraid of presenting, you are normal. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about what I do so I'm less afraid about the next presentation. The first thing is start focusing on the audience, not on you. The audience will much more think about themselves and much less think about you. Stop thinking about yourself. Start thinking about focusing on how you will help the audience. Your presentation is a service to the audience. You do it for the audience, mainly. Maybe also a little bit for you. That's fine. But focus on what's in it for the audience. The other thing is practice. Do it again and again. Yeah, you can practice this presentation, but generally, do more presentations. Take all the different opportunities to present. Put yourself out there. You can start with smaller settings, you know, whatever small means to you. For some people, it means like presenting to just two peers. For others, it would mean like presenting to 20 people. For yet others, it will be presenting to 100 people. And then go for the next step. Push yourself outside of your comfort zone. I'm speaking about this all the time. Your courage muscle needs to be trained, and it only is trained if you push it a little bit, if you always kind of go a little bit beyond what's comfortable for you. And then you will over time get actually comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's where you want to be. Then, you know, every presentation becomes an opportunity for you, something that has a positive connotation. When I do a presentation, and a big one, I've done so many presentations over the years that I really now enjoy these. But of course, if there's a really, really big presentation, I also feel my body reactions. I feel my heart is beating faster, you know, there's more kind of tightness in the body. That is normal. Now, tell yourself a different story about this. This is not fear. This is your body preparing you for top performance. The other thing is, if you start thinking about your audience, you will automatically have less of these body symptoms. Try it. I'm pretty sure it works for you as well. Now, practicing all these kind of things definitely helps. One really important thing is in order to master how you deliver, and I'm not speaking about slides and your content or all these kind of different things. No, it's about how you deliver your presentation. And the first thing that you need to be really good at is the setup. Both if it's in an in-person presentation or if it's a virtual presentation, master your setup. If you have an in-person presentation, make sure, where do you want to stand? Where can you actually deliver the presentation so you have maximum benefit? Can you move around? How is it with the audio setup? Can people hear me? All these things. Best is you test these things before. When I present at a conference, I always try to check out the room before to see what is the best setup, where's the lighting, should I stand behind? Is it the only opportunity is basically to stand behind this desk, or can I stand next to it? Because I really love to stand next to it or in front, you know, in the middle of the stage. Don't hide behind something. Show yourself, because you can speak with your whole body. When you're presenting virtually, also stand up. I'm now standing here. You know, this is a virtual setup. I'm still standing because that gives you so much more energy and power. This will definitely come across. And for sure, make sure that, you know, also the lighting is good, so the audio is good, all these kind of different things. Yes, I'm not, you know, the top super kind of whatsoever Steve Jobs kind of person that has a perfect kind of studio setup and, you know, professional lighting and everything. But do it as good as you can. And there's lots of things you can have an impact on. Where's your lighting come from? Look into the camera. Don't look like this and talk to like you're talking to someone else, or like this, or like this, or like this, or like, you know, face into the camera. That makes such a big difference. And make sure people see your face. I see it so often that there's a light behind the people. Guess what? Then there's a big shadow on your face and people can see you. And that can so easily be adopted or changed. Yes, I have a desk that can go up and down, and that makes it very easy to kind of sit at it and write or deliver a presentation like now. Before I had this kind of height adjusting desk, I just had a box. I had a box which I was putting under my laptop so that I can look, you know, into the camera while presenting and stand while presenting. Makes a huge difference. Now you can do some kind of even more advanced things, like put yourself into the slides. There are opportunities for you to show the slides in the background, and PowerPoint is continuously increasing, you know, what you can do there. Also, you can potentially present your slides on a green screen behind you. Yeah. Something like this. Yeah. Doesn't cost a fortune. And then you just need this broadcaster software and job done. You can present your slides on the green screen. Guess how professional that would look like? Well, of course, you need to make sure that there's space on the slides where you will be. Yeah, so you can't use a complete slide then. You can just use maybe, you know, half of it. But that makes a huge difference. Make sure that you breathe. I see people talking all the time and say, don't stop for breathing, and say, breathe, make pauses. One key thing that I initially did wrong, and I see many others doing wrong as well, is that they don't go down with the voice at the end of the sentence. At the end of a usual sentence, your voice should go down. Down, not up. That is a question. If you ask a question like, how are you doing? Then your voice goes up. If you have a sentence, your voice goes down. So make sure that you make pauses between these different sentences. Rhetoric pauses after a question. I make lots of these pauses, and that is really, really good. That helps the people, the audience, to let it sink in what I'm saying. And if you talk really, really fast, then it's really, really difficult to follow. Especially if you also have non-native speakers in the audience. And I know most of you will have non-native speakers in the audience. So please be careful for how fast you speak. Especially, well, and I don't want to be a stereotype, but females seems to be speaking much faster than males, and native speakers very often much faster than non-native speakers. So if you're a female native speaker, be careful, and you can play with your voice. You can speak here and there a little bit faster, and in other parts speak slower. You can be louder sometimes when you want to really make a point. And you can be more subtle here and there. That will make it much more interesting, much more engaging to your audience. By the way, engage the audience. Whenever possible, make it interactive. Ask a question, have a poll, leave a comment, do something. Whatsoever, there's thousands of different things that you can do so that you engage the audience. Use gestures. Well, I'm doing here all the time. Yeah? 1, 2, 3. These 2 points that you need to consider. This is great. All gestures. Yeah? Speak with your hands. Speak with your face. Smile. Connect with your audience. Not just through your words and your voice, but also through your whole body language. This is especially important when you enter the stage and when you leave the stage. Your body speaks before your mouth opens and will still speak when you have shut up. What do you want the audience to see about you when you come on stage, when they see you first time? Fiddling around something? Or looking confident, having credibility? Now, the funny thing with all these gestures is that sometimes we are not aware about them. Do you have any blind spots? Take videos of what you're doing, yeah? Both in person and for sure super easily online, and check what you're doing that may annoy people. Maybe you're always playing with something and that is annoying. Or you have your hands in the trousers and that doesn't look good. Or maybe you're doing something like this all the time. Yeah, there's so many things that you might be doing that you're not aware of. So film yourselves and get feedback from you to you directly. Of course, you can also get feedback from others. I'm always recommending this. As you're listening to this, there's just this weekend left to submit an abstract to the Effective Statistician Conference. And there you can submit then an 18-minute video of your presentation or a poster. Well, there's not so much kind of presentation as a poster, but in this 18-minute video, you can practice all of that and you can have an impact on the community. You can share your experience, your expertise, help the Effective Statistician community, the wider statistics, data scientist, programming community with your knowledge. I'm pretty sure, I'm absolutely sure, you have something to share that others will benefit from it. And I would love to see your short abstract submitted to conference@theeffectivestatistician.com. Now, enjoy your weekend and see you at the conference in November 2024.